Rachel Siegel joins us now from the Washington Post. We're talking about expectations for 2023. We're awaiting a big Fed meeting. And, you know, there is this question, Rachel, about, you know, the Fed puts out these diagnoses of where they think inflation is going to go, what they think the next year is going to go. But a lot of people who remember last year in these talks are wondering, should we believe them moving forward? Thanks for joining us tonight, Rachel.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. And the past year has really just been the latest example in a series of wild years of how impossible the economy has been to pin down, even among experts, even among top economic officials whose job it is to give some sort of sense of where the economy is going. Inflation, supply chains, a war in Ukraine have made that really, really, really difficult. And there are plenty of questions about whether or not that will be something they can solve in 2023.
So I'm trying to like rewind. I mean, a lot's happened this year. I feel like we say that a lot every year now. But I'm trying to think back to December of 2021. Were we still in, quote unquote, this will be transitory inflation expectations?
So the Fed had finally backed away from that messaging. Of course, they were slow to do so. But by November, December of 2021, they had pretty much admitted that inflation was not going to be transitory and that that really bore no resemblance to the way people were feeling inflation in their day-to-day lives. But in working on this story about the Fed's projections and how wrong they've been, what stood out most to me is where they thought their policy was going to go this time last year. So they closed out 2021 thinking that they would raise rates three times and not by very much over the course of 2022. And that, you know, on the calendar is only 12 months ago, but basically feels like a totally different reality.
Yeah, it does. So why should we trust them this time around?
Well, the Fed would argue that they are getting better at learning how to navigate this kind of uncertainty. And they readily admit that this is really difficult. Their forecasts are not binding. There's nothing inherently wrong with saying, actually, things look really different now, and so we need to change course. But they are, in many ways, you know, still in a fog that just continues to kind of change shape or change color. They think they have a handle on one thing and then another problem pops up. And who's to say what sort of shocks or other things that we don't even know are to come yet could be around the corner.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that I imagine in quote unquote normal times, a Fed expectation can be taken a little bit more seriously or you might be able to put more weight in it. But in this ever-changing quick world, pandemics, wars, what else have we gone through? You never know.
And in accounting for all those things at the same time, too. And I think, too, that this is, you know, basically the third year of the Fed navigating through a completely unprecedented situation. In 2020, they were basically saving the U.S. and global economy from a sudden, devastating pandemic. Last year, they were trying to understand how inflation was or wasn't going to be a temporary feature of an economy reopening from a pandemic. And now they were grappling with the highest inflation that this country had seen in 40 years. None of those are templates that they had models for, that they had experience with, and they were all quite different from the previous year as well.
All right. So Rachel Siegel from the Washington Post, we find out tomorrow what the next step is. Tomorrow's a big data day and a big information day, isn't it?
Tomorrow's a big information day, so we'll get the latest inflation report on Tuesday morning, and then on Wednesday, the Fed will announce its latest rate hike. We have a sense of what that rate hike is going to be. They've signaled pretty clearly that they will raise rates by half a percentage point to cap out the year. I think tomorrow will be really interesting, though. So we'll get the November inflation report, and that will help give us a sense of whether things really are getting better. We got a much better than expected report covering October, but we've had reports like that before.
Yep.
We've had one-offs that sort of surprised to the upside. The hope is that that is a trend that will continue, and we'll find that out tomorrow.
We'll have to wait and see. Rachel Siegel from the Washington Post. Come back again. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks so much. Have a good night.